The Tampa ACLU held a meeting on racial justice at the John F. Germani Library in downtown Tampa yesterday. The speakers touched on subjects pertaining to racial injustice, such as felon disenfranchisement and educational inequality. The Tampa chapter of the ACLU has been involved with a number of different events in the area, ranging from demonstrations, parades, theater productions, and a protest of the CIA's use of waterboarding at the USF campus. During the protest, Mike Feniger, chairman of the Tampa ACLU chapter, borrowed a dummy from the Red Cross and waterboarded it several times.
Don't ask me how I know how to do that, but I do. It's part of my background. I am a retired intelligence officer, and somewhere along the line, I actually picked up how that actually is supposed to work.
Dennis Parker, a lawyer for the ACLU, spoke about the school-to-prison pipeline, a trend in which the public school system is pushing youth out of the classrooms and into the criminal justice system through the prioritization of law enforcement over education. Minority students are especially vulnerable to legal mistreatment.
Black students with disabilities are more than four times as likely as whites to be placed in correctional institutions. Two-thirds of black dropouts in general can expect to go to jail.
Parker also touched on some of the problems caused by the No Child Left Behind Act.
In New York, there was a problem of pushouts, where principals learned very, very quickly that one of the ways they could meet their goals was to eliminate the students who were not performing well. So that you had a school in Brooklyn where fewer than one quarter of the people who started in ninth grade reached 12th grade. And what was happening is students were being called into the principal's office and specifically told that they should leave the school. And we're told that you're 16, you don't have to come back to school anymore, or we're told that they couldn't find their papers and they weren't given classroom assignments, with the result that these students literally disappeared.
Parker also mentioned that in Florida, underachieving students are more likely to be suspended during FCAT season in order to remove them from the testing pool. The heavy police presence in schools is another key factor in the criminalization of young people. In a study conducted by the New York ACLU, it was found that officers lacked the proper training and were often abusive to students.
Students report being harassed, and frequently these officers are just a little bit older than the students themselves, use it as an opportunity to hit on young girls, just make a very unpleasant experience. One group of students reported that these officers referred to them as baby Rikers. And those of you who are familiar with New York know that Rikers Island is a correctional institution.
According to Parker, more and more money is going to disciplining students and less money is going to educating them.
As one student said, we have the newest metal detector you can get at the door, but we can't get books.
The ACLU study also found that the faculty's judgment on how to discipline their students plays less of a role now that schools have on-campus police.
There were fights in schools. The police officer who was present, who does not report to the principal, called the police station and decided to arrest the students who had gotten into a fight, which is not an uncommon incident in any school. The principal came out and said, no, this is just a little fight. Leave them alone. Leave them here. He was arrested, placed in handcuffs, and taken out of the school in handcuffs before his school because he tried to protect his students from being improperly arrested.
Muslima Lewis is the director of racial justice and voting rights for the Florida ACLU. She was the subject of a story in today's Miami Herald regarding her work with the ACLU.
Florida is only one of three states in the whole country with a permanent lifetime disfranchisement policy for people with past felony convictions.
Lewis works to have the civil liberties of felons restored. She has helped felons plead their case to Charlie Kristen's cabinet, who act as the clemency board, and according to the Miami Herald, a spokesperson for the board calls Lewis incredibly fair.
I will tell you, I sat in the clemency boardroom on April 5th of 2007 when Charlie Crist announced the new rules. I can tell you that the language he used could have come out of my own mouth. Redemption, it was Holy Week. Redemption, forgiveness, second chance. That is what it's all about. There is a disconnect between those words and what happened.
Even under the new rules, the restoration of civil rights is not an automatic process. A member of the audience asked why the ACLU hasn't tried to put forth a ballot initiative to change the way that felons' civil rights are restored, and according to Lewis and ACLU member Pam Hengel, it's not the right time for it. WMNF asked Hengel, who is also the vice president and co-founder of the Florida Voters Coalition, when she felt the right time would be to propose such an initiative.
Usually the legislature is less inclined to make major changes in election laws during major election years, so the time to do that is in an off-election year.
From Tampa, Florida, I'm Jamie Kidder.